From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. It appears as though outages caused by strong winds in the area have been restored. The PG&E outage map shows no major disruptions in the wake of nearly 3,000 homes being without power in the Humboldt Hill area Sunday, and another 2,000 who dealt with no power Sunday morning in Eureka. The game plan had been to have those outages restored by mid to late afternoon or evening on Sunday. Two people facing charges after an armed robbery in Fortuna Saturday night. Officers went to a grocery store in the 400 block of South Fortuna Boulevard for a reported armed robbery. Upon arrival, they learned that a man had entered the store and held the clerk at gunpoint while demanding money. He was white, blue sweatshirt, gloves, with a mask over his face. After obtaining an undisclosed amount, the suspect took off on foot. Officers collected video and physical evidence from the businesses. Then they got a call later from the 700 block of South Fortuna Boulevard that a warrant suspect was in the business. Well, upon arrival, officers determined that the man and a woman accompanying him were two subjects from the previous robbery. Under arrest, 40-year-old Patricia Young of Fortuna, 40-year-old Whiskey Bruce Moran of Fortuna. A man busted in Mendocino County for stealing mail from a resident in Redwood Valley. While this was happening, Ukiah police were investigating separate incidents of attempted fraud at a bank and store in Ukiah. Ultimately, Charles Maxfield was arrested by Ukiah police inside a department store on North Orchard Avenue. He had in his possession a checkbook that was believed to have been stolen in the mail from the Redwood Valley resident. Later that day, Ukiah police found more mail stolen around a dumpster of a motel on the 1200 block of South State Street. It appears that mail was stolen from the greater Ukiah and Redwood Valley area. The next day, Sheriff's Office investigators got a search warrant for a room at the motel rented by Maxfield and Madalena Acosta. After serving the warrant, additional suspected stolen mail was found, believed to have been stolen from the Redwood Valley area, the Ukiah area, and Lake County. The City of Arcata's newly formed Plaza Improvement Task Force has developed a short online survey to gather community input on recommendations to improve Arcata's Plaza. The Arcata Plaza serves as the epicenter of the community and as the hub for Arcata businesses. Members of the task force are focused on reaching a wide variety of individuals and groups in the community and inviting and encouraging them to participate by taking the survey. It'll be up until Friday, February 1st. It's relatively short, takes just 5 to 10 minutes to complete. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.